1380 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. According to three law enforcement sources briefed on the investigation into the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, a social media post has been found attributed to shooter Thomas Crooks. He is believed to have written on the gaming platform Stream, "July 13th will be my premiere. Watch as it unfolds." New calls on the head of the Secret Service to resign in light of the lapses of security in Pennsylvania. J.D. Vance delivering his vice presidential nomination speech last night during the convention. Donald Trump will deliver his this evening. As for President Biden, he's got COVID.
This could not have come at a worse time for President Biden. He's been on the campaign trail trying to prove he has the stamina to stay in this race. But now all of that is on hold as calls for him to drop out grow louder.
ABC Selena Wang at the White House. Those balloons filled with trash and manure once again being floated between North and South Korea. It appears to be retaliation. The balloons began flying after South Korea dropped leaflets. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC. Serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers' administration is joining an ongoing lawsuit that seeks to protect abortion access in Wisconsin. It's one of two reproductive rights cases before the state Supreme Court. Attorney General Josh Call says the government shouldn't control personal health decisions. Republicans want to cut into the Democrats' advantage with young voters this year. State Representative Nick Redinger is 33. He says Republicans have better solutions to the problems young people face.
Whether it's home ownership, whether it's lack of salary development, the struggles in trying to start families because of all of that. And I think we are going to see a massive swing in young voters in our direction because of that.
J.D. Vance is 39, one of the youngest people ever to run for vice president. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A teenager was shot in Sun Prairie last night. WKOW reports it happened around 9 on Elizabeth Lane. The teen was shot in the hand and taken to the hospital. They're expected to be okay. Anyone with information can call Sun Prairie Police or Dane County Crime Stoppers. And a sad update from Henry Vilas Zoo. Beloved harbor seal Sparky has died. He was 26 and he had more and more health issues as he got older. He was so patient that he was the seal new staff would train with. For the time being, seal keeper chats at the zoo are suspended just to give the staff a little space and time to process. And the Dane County Fair starts today. There's a carnival, great food, and of course, all the livestock shows you could want, plus a bunch of live music. And it's a good year to be a dog lover. Get this, there are stunt dog performances every day and a dog show on Sunday. The fair is at the Alliant Energy Center from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. all weekend. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for WMDX News.
Still no word on Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers quarterbacks and rookies reported to training camp yesterday. The rest of the players check in for physicals this weekend with the first practice on Monday morning at 10:30. No word yet on a new contract for Jordan Love, although GM Brian Gutekunst and head coach Matt LaFleur will meet with the media on Sunday. Tight end Luke Musgrave appeared on the Cripecast podcast with Wisconsin comedian Charlie Behrens and talked about who are some of the best tight ends he's followed in the NFL.
So, yeah, I started playing tight end kind of late. So, Kelsey, Gronk, Kittle, kind of all the top. I like Hawkinson.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are all pretty good. I like watching them. I'd say those guys.
NBA, Chris Middleton had surgery to both of his ankles. The Athletic reporting Middleton, who turns 33 next month, had both his ankles scoped this summer after numerous sprains this past season.
It's been a long rehab process, but I think we kind of knew what we're heading towards.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's going to be another really nice day today. Lots of sunshine, low humidity, and just a light breeze with a high of 76 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 56. Tomorrow, sunshine 78 by Saturday, partly cloudy, warmer and a little more humid with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
Join the Devil's Advocate's Thursday very special RNC coverage. Former Governor Scott McCallum at 4:20. Our friend in labor, Rick Smith, at 4:30. Join us.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
J.D. Vance was one of the people who engaged in that inflammatory rhetoric in the immediate aftermath of the tragic attempt on Donald Trump's life by blaming President Joe Biden by name and the media for describing the contest in November as an existential one and describing Trump and what he's for as an authoritarian leader, which the facts certainly bear out. And then Trump picked him. What do you think that says?
Look, I think it says that Donald Trump has completely taken control of the Republican Party.
I think we knew that, didn't we?
Does anyone else feel like they walked into a news in the hurricane yesterday?
Yes, I got a lot of texts from you late when I was sleeping.
A progression of texts, Chris.
Yes.
One saying, right. Mother Biden has COVID.
Right.
Schumer and Jeffries. Nancy Pelosi, and the hits keep coming. Does anyone else just want to give President Biden a huge hug this morning? I mean, with a lot of protective gear because he has COVID. But
yeah, with a body condom?
Yeah,
wearing
those are
a
good.
Body condom?
Yes, I want to wear a full body condom and go hug President Biden. I don't even know where to begin about how despicable all the Republicans. You know, I knew before you even gave me this story, I knew that this was going to happen. This is the part of the unity message we're seeing this week. Bless his heart, GOP delegates reportedly gleeful over Biden's ailment, because of course they are. A gaggle of Republican delegates from southern states reacted with apparent glee to the news that President Biden tested positive for COVID when they were approached by the press. Bless his heart, said one delegate from Tennessee, which you know is southern for you, or him in this case, which is lovely. She seems nice. She told the reporter with a wink, ha ha, we want him to live till November, ha ha ha. One Twitter, this Jared tweeted, is this the unifying message they were talking about? Sounds like pretty fine people. Sadly, this whole Trumpism thing has taught me a very sad lesson. There are millions of very mean people in this country. Weren't GOP just bitching about Dems stoking the flames of division? I swear the lack of self-awareness and overall cognitive dissonance needs to be studied in scientific laboratories someday. John Jr., first with the conspiracy theory that Biden didn't really get COVID.
Right.
Maybe they don't want him on the world stage.
He wants to be out there. That's not the case at all.
You know, even my sister said, can you call your friend Adam Schiff? And I'm like, yes, Mary, I will get on the giant telephone that controls what everyone does in the world. Hang on.
The giant telephone that we can't afford.
Right.
Because we need a new TriCaster.
As we can't afford a TriCaster either.
Right.
No one even knows what a TriCaster is.
I know.
It's the thing that makes you see us.
Yeah, that's it. That's essentially
that's
it.
That's exactly what that is.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's from the 1990s. No, I'm kidding. But not much.
So I thought that yesterday, that Adam Schiff is very close to Nancy Pelosi. Yes. I did not think he would have said what he said without Nancy Pelosi knowing about it. And as I've said on this show, I don't use that word revere very often. I do revere Nancy Pelosi. I love Adam Schiff as well, but there's no one with, I think, sharper political instincts, better vote counter than Nancy Pelosi. I think, Jody, what's, you know, freaking those of us out. Bob Seska just told
us the other day
and showed us the new Nate Silver, which is all the polls,
right,
has Biden ahead now.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, what polls are they looking at? Like, I don't. And then where was I'm looking yesterday? Oh, my God. Talk about cognitive dissonance yesterday. This is the Newsweek headline. Trump's chances of winning the November 24 presidential election are declining, according to a new poll. I mean, the ratings for this thing, they don't let this freak you out, as I mentioned, the stupid clown show, the RNC. Ratings are down
21%.
Yeah, 21% as of Monday night. America is tired of the Trump show, even if the Beltway media isn't. And by the way, does them, like, measuring the drapes piss you off even more no matter what happens?
Yes.
And, boy, Trump seems really sure, privately and publicly, that, you know, and you're like, what is he, you know, they're celebrating on Russian TV, the J.D. Vance pick. Mm-hmm. They said he's Trumpier than Trump. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what, and Trump's saying, am I the only one saying this? How many times Trump has said there is a 100% chance of a terrorist attack on American soil before the election? I'm like, really? So that's what you and Putin are cooking up this time? I mean, I'm not generally conspiratorial, but I'm like, what, who says that?
Mm-hmm.
And do you doubt he would care if Americans died? Oh, my God, that private tape of him talking about God, oh, after the shooting. Once again, how despicable to this fireman's family. Like, we God needed you to, you know, mm-hmm. save Donald Trump and take a bullet and have your family grow up fatherless. Okay. Anyway, but Joyce Vance, by the way, with another good point, Biden doesn't get credit for his transparency on medical issues, like making public that he has COVID. Does any of you think that Trump would? He went and tried to give Biden COVID.
He did.
Right? Showed up too late to get tested. Knew he had COVID. Oh, I mean, talk about there's another compare and contrast, right? In his transparency into annual physicals, Joyce says, Trump should be asked to match that, starting with the shooting and whether he's had COVID and similar release of information from physicals. Of course he won't. And I'm sorry, that big, ridiculous bandage. First of all, we all know it is a prop, and it is unnecessary. The reason, by the way, it's so big is for TV, just like everything he does.
Yep.
I mean, nobody, if you're still bleeding 5 days later, you've apparently not gotten medical attention.
Yeah, something's wrong.
You don't need a bandage 5 days. I mean, it's so
not
insane.
Not that big, not the that whole, insane.
Okay. Oh, my God, really, 24? Really? Do I have to listen to this? This is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Dear God.
I believe we all witnessed a miracle, literally. From, you know, before it happened, the flag above got blown in the wind and it got tied into literally what looked like an angel. Did you see that video?
I didn't see it.
Oh, my gosh, you guys have to find that. It was like an angel coming down.
God.
It was the American flag tied. They had to bring it down and all the people in the stands helped unravel it. And it was literally before he came out on the stage.
Oh, my.
You know what?
God.
You know the things we say on this show is a joke and then it happens? I think he's going to give a speech tonight from a cross. I think he will be on a cross.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I'd be like, you know, the opening of Jesus Christ Superstar? Have you seen the musical?
No, what they'll do is they'll have a shadow of a cross behind him.
Yeah.
Oh, and maybe, light coming from the right.
He'll fly in, like, you know, Sandy Duncan and Peter Pan. Like, he'll come down. Like, maybe Angels in America. You know what? I'm just spitballing
light
here.
Coming from the back of him on the right side of his body, which is art for God's will.
The angel that came down in Angels in America, she was a little bit clumsy.
A little.
Oops, sorry. Down the front.
Exactly.
Watch your head.
Yeah, she also had an attitude.
By the way, did you guys, speaking of magic and speaking of angels, did you see the picture I posted of Hal Sparks, John Fugelsang, and Glenn Kirshner? I swear to God, the photo came out like that. They're lit like angels. They are the angels saving America. Not this mother... Okay. Anyway, yesterday was just a... Jody, I don't know what to say. You know, it's like you don't know what polling to believe. And also, you know, I think Joe Scarborough this morning was going over the history of elections. I mean, there are... First of all, they were saying, a week is like a lifetime in politics. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, our main enemy right now is panic. Yeah, I agree. His fear is there is a lot of time, and he's talking about Dukakis was ahead 17. But you can go Reagan, all of these elections that were all over the place polling wise, and then, you know, ended up completely differently. So,
and there's a possibility that governors in red states won't allow a change on the ballots.
I mean, so, that's the most concerning thing of all the stories about Republicans are planning for, you know, pre-ery.
Yeah.
To, no matter what happens to fight, you know, because it is, by the way, if they're so confident Trump's going to win in a landslide, why are they preparing to cheat in advance?
I agree.
So, you know, and that, right, that they're going to, so now this is the whole thing about Ohio and what the date is, if, you know, we move up the nominating thing and blah, blah, blah.
It was supposed
to
be next week, I think, and now it's going to be at the convention,
I
guess.
Mean, here's, in my opinion, why people are mad. When just yesterday Carlos was on, Travis said Carlos is dead wrong with his Bernie example.
Yes,
the voters
right.
didn't want Bernie, as more people voted for Hillary than did for Bernie. Removing Biden now is stealing my vote. That didn't happen to Carlos. If the Dems steal my vote, you know.
It's different, it is different.
Well, we had a primary. It's over. Biden won.
Right.
The Bernie Hillary, it wasn't even close.
Yeah, Hillary won.
Hillary won by a mile. Yeah. So it's not, you can't go, oh, well, yes, I'm going to now vote for Hillary. Well, yes, good. But that's what people
that's
are.
That's different.
Yeah. And that's, Nanette said the same thing. Carlos, they would be ignoring our primary votes. We've already spoken. It would be different if these new candidates were in our primary ballot and one of them won instead of Biden. But that was not the case. We have chosen, period. So, you know, there's that sentiment. Again, when I say polls, you know, yesterday that was, we mentioned the one that said 2/3 of Democratic voters want Biden to step down. You know, that's not the sentiment I feel, but I, as I've said over and over, I am so blue no matter who, but I'm like, I feel like the Democratic infighting is what's hurting Biden more than, right? It's just that typical, you know, storyline that the media loves, Democrats in disarray, you know, Democratic infighting, blah, blah, blah.
It's good for ads for Donald.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what it is.
This is what I had a problem. I had a problem with George Clooney. It's just doing it publicly. It's like, whatever you're doing, do it, make a decision, whatever. And I love Joe Biden. I will do whatever my president says. And I think there is no greater patriot than Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. And I think if he really thinks what's best for America is to step aside, I will do whatever Joe Biden tells me to do. I obviously, up until now, he has said he thinks he is the best candidate to, and certainly a lot of polling backs him up. The latest, you know, reporting, of course, this morning is Biden is reportedly receptive to dropping out, asking, do you think Kamala can win? Let me answer that question. Yes. Resoundingly,
absolutely.
Yes, she can. He has reportedly become privately receptive to calls on him to suspend his reelection campaign. As a number of Democrats are asking him publicly and privately to step aside. So yesterday was Schiff, and then it was Schumer and
Jeffries,
and then Pelosi. But
Schiff is the only one who's come out publicly.
That's what I was just going to say, Chris. But obviously these leaks, I don't know what to say. You know, there's not really denials of them.
The leaks have come from different sources, so I'm apt to believe the leaks. But to their credit, they didn't come out and say publicly that they think he should step aside.
Yeah. Right. That's when, like, Clooney wrote that thing. I'm like, who are you to say I call on
President Ashley Judd?
You're a movie actor. You know, like, who is I call on? It's like, you can tell him privately. And this is what I've said from day one, Jody. You can ask him. Mm-hmm. You can urge him. You can show him data, which reportedly is what Nancy Pelosi did, you know, and ask him, in your opinion, to step aside for the good of the party and the country because Donald Trump is such an existential threat. And Donald, I will give Adam Schiff credit. He did say it is Joe Biden's decision, which is what I keep saying.
Right.
We don't have smoke-filled rooms. They can't push him out. They can ask, but then you got to go, okay. And even Schiff said, if Biden's it, we're all in.
Yeah.
If Biden's all in, we're all in. I mean, and by the way, can we send some love and light to him this week? Can you imagine?
Yeah.
He doesn't feel well. He looked frail getting on the plane. You're like, oh, my God.
He doesn't feel well. He's sick. I had COVID. You had COVID.
Yeah. I've had it twice.
Yeah. And this is his second bout with it.
Anyway, reporting, the source said he believes the president is being more receptive to those calls of concern. The private conversations with the Hill are continuing. I'm told now he's asking questions saying, do you think Kamala can win? Chuck Schumer visited Biden in Delaware last weekend. Schumer forcefully made the case it would be better for Biden, better for the Democratic Party, better for the country to bow out. Some people are getting out ahead of themselves. This is going to piss a lot of people off. Democratic donor circulates Biden resignation draft speech. Not up to you. Joe Biden will speak from his heart to America, to our party, if that's a decision that he decides to make. You know, a major West Coast donor, no. has drawn up bullet points for a victory speech Biden could. This is Joe Biden's moment. Let him decide. You know, I understand. I think you said this yesterday, Chris. Their internal polling must be way different than
internal polling.
Whatever we're seeing, because
internal polling generally has a much larger sample size than media polling.
Right.
So the party trusts the internal polling more than the media polling.
Right.
That's what's going on here.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's why it may be slightly different.
Yeah. All right. Ooh. You know what? Remember that battle ball game that I had where, you know, because I was a little, you know, jock, little junior dyke in grade school, and we had a battle ball game, and it was just me and John Comstock, the best athlete in the school, left, and we couldn't afford, it was Catholic school, we couldn't afford we had a basketball, not that, you know, the soft spongy balls, yeah, and so, yeah, he hit me in the stomach with a ball, and I think, I still to this day can feel it, I think it was fourth grade, so that was yesterday, it was just a series of dodgeballs hurled at me by John Comstock, so thanks, News Cycle. Digestive tract, a mess. All right, Carl Frisch, Malcolm Nance, we have a show.
We do.
And Dana Goldberg's here, so that automatically everything's going to be better.
We'll
of course.
See. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. How dare you.
I mean,
is it time for her to step down? Do you not have confidence anymore?
No.
If she forgets a name.
Do we have room for improvement today?
Okay, 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe. Do you think it's seeming to be, dangerous environment out there? I know when I go traveling, I want my home to be safe. My doggies, right? Our dilapidated old studio. Somebody may want some of this. Who knows? But they can't have it, Chris. Why? Simply Safe.
Yep.
Okay. Simply Safe is the only security company I trust with my home. With Fast Protect monitoring and live guard protection, Simply Safe agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, can even see and speak to intruders to stop them in their tracks. You will never be locked into a long-term contract. You can cancel any time. Pricing transparent and affordable, less than $1 a day, with no hidden fees ever. Simply Safe has been named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report. 5 years running.
Wow.
What are you messing around with anything else for? Protect your home this summer, 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
This is very exciting for me because I'm a giant health nerd. To welcome Tina Anderson,
yay!
From Just Thrive. Hang on, I need my rock star cheers. Oh no, I'm missing them now. Ah, Tina, welcome. Thank you so much for. I am a health nerd. I'm a complete health nut. I love everything you're doing.
We're like delivering life-saving medications and helping people. But after being in that industry for a while, we started to see a lot of the abuses in the industry.
Yeah.
You know, started to see the overprescribing of medications, starting to see, you know, where people were, the pharmaceutical industry is focusing on symptom treatment rather than getting to the root cause of issues. And it wasn't really the way we led our lives as it was. We have 3 children. We always kind of gravitated to more natural solutions and getting to the root cause of an issue rather than focusing on just treating symptoms. And so through, you know, being at the right place at the right time, surrounding ourselves with some really, really smart people, we were actually able to license these very specific strains of probiotics from London University. We dove into gut health research, the human microbiome product. Project had recently been launched by the National Institutes of Health, told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. We knew this was an area that was going to impact lives, and we dove right into it. And so from there, Just Thrive was born, and it's been by far the most gratifying career journey I have ever been on.
For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free, and it's only because I know Tina, and I'm name-dropping her. She's a helper like I am. Yes. It is justthrivehealth.com, promo code Stephanie. Tina, what a thrill to meet you, and just so, you know, passionate about what you're passionate about, as I said. So thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie. It's so fun being here.
Uline is here for the hard workers, for the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing. Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen. Working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our Weather Ready Stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Here's one thing that can bring us all together. This is our own little unity convention, and that is that Chris Lavoie is always, always wrong. Kara tweets, Mama, please tell Chris I would absolutely, excuse me, not wear a maxi pad on my ear if Biden got a boo-boo. Okay, hashtag not a cult. Lola says, as a black woman, I can say on behalf of all black Democratic voters, no black person would ever wear a maxi pad on their ear if Biden wore one. Just because we're voting for him doesn't mean we're in a blue hat cult. Thank you. Thank you.
You know it's true.
No, I do not.
You do.
No, I do not.
Yes, you do.
Okay. You know what occurred to me, too? You know how, first of all that was the parade of felons yesterday, Manafort and Navarro and everybody just freshly sprung from prison, who's just nominated the convicted felon. I mean, and so Mitch McConnell, Nikki Haley getting booed. When have we ever seen a Republican convention, the last sitting vice president couldn't show up because he likely would be killed or injured?
Right.
I mean, how extraordinary is that? Mike Pence wouldn't even show his face there to get booed. I mean, it's just, God.
And Matt Gaetz taunting McCarthy,
yeah,
saying you would get booed if you went on stage. Uh-huh. So it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Ay. Can I just say there? I would rather be even what we're going through right now than this cult and this like cult of felons. By the way, we're still obviously waiting for information, but I would just. Obviously, there is some reporting. It could have been a piece of the teleprompter that hit Trump.
It's very possible.
Which I just feel like, is there anything more on brand for our first reality TV who keeps bitching about his teleprompters endlessly and criticizing Joe Biden for using one. Maybe it's revenge of the teleprompters because he's whined about his teleprompters so much. Okay. I'm just saying there is some irony. I'm just looking for any kind of...
I think if it were a piece of the teleprompter, we would have heard more about it by now.
We wouldn't heard anything about anything.
We haven't heard anything about anything.
There's zero medical report on anything. We don't know.
It's not a medical report. It's just people on scene.
It's 20... That's what happens with no zero transparency. 29 minutes after the hour. Carl Frisch, next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. For all the talk of unity at the RNC, much of the rhetoric is aimed strictly at the Republican base. Wisconsin voters complain how divided they feel.
And there's no compromise. No one can talk to one another. It's just so polarized, and it's getting worse. I don't see it ever getting any better.
Mary Anderson is a voter from Arborvitae. People in Wisconsin enjoy some of the lowest financial distress in the country. A new WalletHub report says we rank in the top five in that regard. Looks at credit scores, deferred payments, and bankruptcy filings. New Hampshire is number one, Iowa's number two. Wisconsin consumers also have some of the highest credit scores in America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You often hear people blaming politicians for gas prices. We've even heard some of it this week with the RNC in Wisconsin. But Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, wants you to know it doesn't really matter who's in the Oval Office. A president's administration doesn't have a role in gas prices, and they don't even have much of an indirect impact either.
Supply and demand are what dictate price, and the balance of that can shift very quickly.
On average, here in Wisconsin, a gallon of gas would cost you $3.33 today, but here in Madison, it's $3.42. And today, Wisconsin's own Culver's turns 40. Craig and Lee Culver opened the first location on July 18, 1984. Now the chain has hundreds of locations across 25 states. There's a big celebration in Sauk City with 89-cent custard and tons of cake. And if you're not in that area today, every Culver's is donating proceeds to a charity of their choice. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson for WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It's going to be another really nice day today. Lots of sunshine, low humidity, and just a light breeze with a high of 76 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 56. Tomorrow, sunshine 78. By Saturday, partly cloudy, warmer and a little more humid with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
The Republican National Convention is in Milwaukee, putting Wisconsin in the spotlight. We're there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Republicans' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Join us live this week from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, day four, we're live at the RNC in downtown Milwaukee. A little sports talk with Paul Noonan, Brittany Merlot for Weather and Wine at 11:50. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
.gov.
J.D. Vance is like a
a baby of QAnon and MAGA put together. He is so far out there. He has vowed to extreme. It's, you know, as if Marjorie Taylor and Donald Trump got together and hatched something, and that's J.D. Vance. It's insane, some of his views, that his extremism on abortion, no exception for rape or incest. He has said he would not have certified the last election and will not guarantee that he will certify this election.
Dear God. Dear God. Oh, and the reviews are in. I was up at all night at Sardi's. The reviews are in for his speech last night. It was a bore. That was a massive dud, said Paul Rykoff. Wet box of matches, someone else said. Trump looks bored to tears.
I don't believe he stayed awake for his speech or for Don Jr.'s. I agree.
He's probably heard a lot of Don Jr.'s coked up speeches before, allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly he's heard the speeches, or allegedly Don is coked up.
I can't remember when my mom passed and we played my dad's acceptance speech at the Republican convention for vice president in 64. And I cannot believe how far this party has fallen. Mm-hmm. By the way, lots of right wingers being despicable about J.D. Vance's immigrant wife.
Yes.
So a lot of the racism you might expect from the party, also celebrating Joe Biden's COVID. And this one, Trump allies gleeful over shooting and keen to weaponize it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're just, in case you're wondering, awful, awful, big bag of rats.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing all my Republican-themed T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's talk to somebody who knows a little something about politics.
Carl.
Yeah, that guy. Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend.
What?
CarlFrisch.com.
Hi, Carl.
Good morning. You know who I would hate to be this morning? Eric and Don Jr. Because, you know, J.D. Vance spent months sucking up to Donald Trump when he was running for Senate in the hopes that he would just get Donald Trump's support and trust. And now he's the vice presidential running mate. And Eric and Don Jr. have been sucking up to their dad for God knows how long. And they can't even get a hug.
Oh, that part about Trump hugging and kissing his
them.
Sons. I'm like, oh, please.
Just two, his
they
two
haven't
sons.
Had any human contact in 11 billion years.
He left out Barron.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he
wait.
Did.
Oh, where do we have that part?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, 21. Yeah, please, yeah. Carl, thank you for bringing that.
He's the man who is
moment.
Feared by America's adversaries.
Oh, wow,
but
yeah.
But 2 nights ago, and I'll
Putin's
share
shaken.
A moment, said goodnight to his two boys, told them he loved them, and made sure to give each of them a kiss on the cheek.
Two boys.
And I will say, Don and Eric squirmed the same way my four-year-old does when his daddy tries to give him a kiss on the cheek.
Oh, God, that's so funny.
That's adorable.
Oh, my golly.
What about Barron?
Can I just say, speaking of being afraid of America's enemies, America's enemies are celebrating the J.D. Vance pick. That tells you all you need to know. We'll talk to Malcolm Nance about this in a bit, Carl, but Russian state media propagandists called J.D. Vance Trumpier than Trump. They're celebrating on Russian TV because he has said, she noted Vance once said, I got to be honest with you, I don't really care what happens to Ukraine one way or another. He's against continuing to defend their borders. Mm-hmm. She said it's being said that Vance is Trumpier than Trump. If Trump is assassinated, another Trump would remain.
Mm-hmm.
She said Vance is a more principled right-winger than Trump.
Oh, please.
Oh, please. None of them. They're both completely free of any principle of any kind, which is perfect for our enemies, right?
That's how we ended up with the milquetoast speech last night.
Yeah.
You know, gone were the things that he would say when he thinks the cameras aren't on.
Right.
You know, about wanting to ban abortion and being against LGBTQ people and thinking that Alex Jones is a reliable news source. You know, the list goes on and on, wanting women to stay in abusive marriages. It's not just that he's a phony. It's that, and maybe the reason that Trump was bored is because last night we saw a J.D. Vance that Donald Trump hasn't even ever seen.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. He's so smarmy. Right, Jody? He has that kind of like that, you know, like finger guns. Like, didn't I meet you to party in Santa Barbara? Like that guy. seriously. Really? Man of the people. Venture capitalist funded by Peter Thiel. I can't. And then he said what he said. Somebody tweeted, J.D. Vance is gross and he's a liar. They're going to ruin the American experiment, not fight for it. He's trying to lying to us to protect Trump, who stole government secrets and collaborated with Russia. Someone else tweeted, the American experiment, he and Thiel definitely plan on ending the American democracy as we know it. Yeah, that's the one thing he said, right? Mm-hmm. When he said, we want to preserve the American experiment. Right, they're going to say, oh, that's an experiment that didn't work. So much for democracy. I mean,
yeah. I mean, this is the party who rejects the scientific consensus. I don't trust them around climate change. I don't trust them around protecting our democracy. This is a very scary time for our country.
I mean, speaking of our dad's Republican Party, Liz Cheney said Vance's pledge she would do what Mike Pence wouldn't, overturn an election, illegally seize power. The Trump GOP is no longer the party of Lincoln, Reagan, or the Constitution. He says the president can ignore the rulings of our courts. He would capitulate to Russia, sacrifice the freedom of our allies in Ukraine. Vance admitted that he would have helped Trump illegally seize power. That's tyranny. Neither Trump nor Vance is fit to serve. But, you know, she's in the tiny minority in that party, Carl.
Well, that's because it's not a Republican Party anymore. It's a cult of personality.
Yeah.
It is not a Republican Party. It owns the copyright. It owns the trademark.
Do you agree with me that Chris Lavoie is wrong, that Democrats would not wear a Kotex on their ear if Joe Biden got a boo-boo? Yeah. We are not a cult. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I agree with you. Like, this is not the Republican Party that anybody remembers.
Yeah,
right.
It's some weird, it's just a Star Wars bar scene. Anyway, Carl, let's talk about our party. Yesterday, the hits just kept on coming, didn't they? What was I going to say here? I'm going in the order of when the stories came in, right? Because obviously, Speaker Pelosi was the last. And again, there was a difference, right, between stories that were leaked. Adam Schiff was the only one that actually spoke publicly. But the reporting is that Speaker Pelosi told, she will be forever Speaker, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you. Told Biden he cannot win re-election and could destroy Democrats' chances of winning the House in November if he continues. The president responded by pushing back, telling Pelosi he's seen polls that indicate he can win. Thank you. I've seen the same ones. Another source described him as getting defensive, you know, Carl, but then the reporting this morning is that he's being more receptive and is listening. What is your take on where we are?
Well, I certainly think if there is going to be a change, then they've needed this time to kind of put pieces in place. But again, he has the nomination, so it's up to Biden to choose what.
Right. That's the thing Lawrence O'Donnell's been screaming about. First of all, this is historically suicidal, anytime any party has done this at this point. But secondly, there is no mechanism other than Joe Biden making the decision. We've already had our primary. He has the delegates. And you know the Republicans are just waiting with lawyers to try to see how they can, you know. I mean, are you concerned? Talk to us about that a little bit, because you've been... You know, hang on. Hold, please. I have quite a few stacks. I have J.D. Vance as a douchebag stack. I have Republicans in general are awful. I have the shooting stuff. But anyway, I guess it's this whole thing about moving up. They decided not to move up the nomination, but they had done that to make the deadline for Ohio. Can you talk to us about the mechanics a little bit, Carl?
So you've got a couple things that I think people are probably looking at. A lot of it has to do with ballot access, but some of it has to do with who gets to use the money that's been raised by the campaign as well. So there's a lot of legal questions out there. I don't think anything is insurmountable, but it's going to take, if it happens, it'll take very, you know, careful planning and execution. And there's going to be a lot of opportunities for folks on the right to challenge things, and depending on the judge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said this, you know, when I opened the show, Carl, but the one thing I know is Joe Biden is maybe the biggest patriot in this country, and I think he will do what he feels is best in his heart, and I think up until this moment he has felt he is the best, and no one understands the threat of Donald Trump more than he does, but I feel like, again, as I've said, people can show him, you know, Nancy Pelosi, as you know, is a data person. She's looking at data and showing him no one's ever been a better vote counter, right, in our history. So, I mean, they can present everything to him, and then I trust him. I trust my president to tell me what's in his heart and what we should do, you know. And so here's, but let me just talk to you about this. So the DNC will no longer try to nominate Biden on an accelerated timeline. They were going to do it July 21st, which is right coming up, right? So the ballot access deadlines begin on August 20th because ballots must be printed. So Kate Beddington? She said waiting for 8/19 to formally nominate a candidate would give very little breathing room to get a name on those ballots if there were to be a brokered convention. Oh, God. An earlier virtual process in some ways leaves more flexibility on the table, not less, because it doesn't put the parties back against the wall regarding ballot deadlines on 8/20. Probably not the argument the Biden team wants to make, to say the least, but it's another thing those that are upset about this should consider. So now they're saying we're going to push it back to August. I'm out. Explain what we're, you know, because clearly I feel like the choice is Kamala. That's it. And that's even what the president reportedly is saying. He's asking specific questions. Can Kamala win? In my opinion, yes.
Of course she can.
Yeah.
Of course she can. And I think she would be the likely nominee.
Of course.
I think the ballot access thing is a really big deal here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And where the right would probably have the most ground on legal challenges, because they'd be able to file them all over the country, of course, right?
Yeah.
And would.
Yes.
I think if there's a brokered convention, I think Democrats are likely to fall in line behind a single person. I don't think you're going to end up with, you know, 30 candidates in like 900 ballots, because people are that amped to finish this thing and defeat Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a little what's out there. You know, they're talking about this was which story was this? Jeffries and Schumer privately warned Biden he could imperil Democrats. This was the reporting from the Washington Post, you know, earlier yesterday. They told the president directly he should end his candidacy, saying that the only way to preserve his legacy and save the country from another Trump term. And so, you know, it is interesting how the reporting has evolved. The co-chairs of the convention's rules committee issued a letter saying the virtual roll call would take place, but they promised it would not be rushed and would not occur before August 1st. So some of this other reporting, Carl, just, you know, people on Twitter, I don't care. I voted in the primary. He's my guy. Tough S. We voted for our candidate. I mean, I don't even know what to make of the polling. The new polling is like, 2/3 of Democrats want Biden out. That hasn't been my, you know, experience. But what do you think?
I think the polling is going to continue to be all over the map. And, you know, particularly on that question, because there's a lot of unknowns, right? And so you're not necessarily going to get a full picture of what people actually think. This internal polling that we're now seeing leaked out is probably driving a lot of the conversation in Washington, showing, Biden potentially vulnerable in a half a dozen more states than we're currently thought to be in play. We keep talking about unprecedented times. At this point, it's all precedented.
Yeah.
Who knows what.
Yeah, I've said that from day one, Carl. This feels like anything can happen year. So, you know, Adam Schiff started yesterday's news cycle before it became Jeffries and Schumer and Pelosi. He said President Biden has been one of the most consequential presidents in our nation's history in his lifetime of service as senator, VP, now president, has made our country better. But our nation is at a crossroads. A second Trump presidency will undermine the very foundation of our democracy. And I have serious concerns about whether the president can defeat Trump in November. He acknowledged that ultimately is Biden's choice. Thank you. Mm-hmm. But he thought Biden should pass the torch. Schiff said he will do everything he can to help whoever ends up at the Democratic nominee while identifying defeating Trump as the one singular goal of this election cycle. So the polling found, this is the AP poll, Carl, found 70% of Americans, 65% of Democrats want Biden to drop out. Just 29% of the electorate feel Biden has the mental capacity. A second Blue Labs analytics poll found that an alternative Democratic candidates run ahead of Biden by an average of 3 points across the battleground states. I mean, I guess what's hard is we've seen polling be so off in so many elections that it's just you're like, okay, I don't want to put my head in the sand, but I also am like, like I was saying, 538 came out and showed Biden ahead for the first time.
Yeah, well, I mean, part of the issue with the polling is, you know, that's probably driving part of this conversation, is still close. Even when Biden's ahead, it's still close.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are thinking, okay, but we've been doing so much better than polling
right.
over the last few years.
Yeah.
But that would also mean that if polling is showing other Democrats doing better, that they would also do even better than the polling suggests. So
yeah.
I think, look, we are also Democrats, so we start off every election cycle in panic mode.
Yeah.
And so this certainly helped that sentiment.
And I've always thought, I mean, at whatever point, Kamala, I'm a huge fan being out here in California, and I think who better to prosecute the case, you know? And also, oh, you know what else, Jody? The J.D. Vance's wife is a woman of color, lady lawyer. So,
yes.
So much for that attack. By the way, isn't it in Project 2025 the only legitimate family is a husband and a wife that stays at home, a husband who works, and he's married to the lady lawyer? Okay. I guess they don't care about the whole. Yeah, it's
but
fine.
She has children.
Oh, it's us childless cat ladies. You actually are a childless cat lady.
I am, but I'm married.
I do not have cats.
I think you're confusing Project 2025 as a plan for everybody. It's not a plan for everybody.
Oh, I see. Not for them. Just for us.
And for all of us.
Okay. I'm an unmarried childless dog lady. Is that the same?
No, apparently only cat ladies.
Yeah. Well, they're homophobic, so Chris is basically a cat lady, you know, because they're going to smear him, call you. What do they call you, Chrissy, or some feminist of your name when right-wingers attack you?
Oh, Chrissy, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. I love you, Carl. Good luck.
I hope to see you next week with still intact democracy.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. You're doing your part, and we love you. Okay, bye, Carl. MooksForCarl.com.
Hey, Carl!
51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the very manly muscles of the very manly Chris LaVoie, who does have cats.
Chrissy LaVoie.
Pardon?
Chrissy LaVoie.
Chrissy.
Do not forget.
Yeah, say that to his face. Check out his Instagram page and go say that to his face. Okay, Power Life High Impact Protein. We all love it. We're all taking it. Jody and I have the plant protein. Chris has the whey protein. It's protein. It's good stuff. Tony Horton, the P90X guy, got sick, had to come back. HMB is a naturally occurring molecule that he discovered that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. He created high-impact protein. Just one scoop a day supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercise. We all exercise anyway, but my point is maybe you're coming back from something. You got to rebuild. This is your little helper. MyPowerLife.com, type in the code FITNESS, save 30%, get a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply, or go right to MyPowerLife.com and type in the code FITNESS.
Welcome to the party barn. May we take your order? It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet, similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Ball.
This portion of the show brought to you by, they're my new favorites, Cook Unity.
Oh, yeah.
These news cycles, I can't take a second to cook, to do anything. I feel like I got hit by a news hurricane. Cook Unity. It's the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door. It's cheaper than other delivery options. Here's the magic words.
What?
No cooking required.
What?
Cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. No cooking required. Chef-quality dining right in your home. It is your food arrives fresh, never frozen, packaging that keeps it fresh in the fridge for 7 days. Pick as few as 4, as many as 16 meals. What do you need? Vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free? They have everything. So many yummy, yummy, yummy. I'm thinking of a couple. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Cookunity.com/liberal. Enter the code liberal for 50% off your first week. That's right, 50% off. Cookunity.com/liberal. All right. I'm getting a lot of support from my tough movie guy, Ear Cotex bit. I don't care what you two say. Karen said, Arnold Schwarzenegger, quote, get in the chopper and put the Cotex on your ear if you want to live. Like, that's actually two movies.
Like Karen's going to
put the Cotex on your ear if you want to live. Come with me. We need fun things. Okay, Malcolm Nance coming up and Dana Goldberg.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
Thursday night on Nightlight, we are live streaming from 7 to 8 p.m. because of the RNC. We are back on air on all platforms from 8 to 9 p.m. Pete welcomes comedian Johnny Beaner and Abby Novak talks Light the Night Appleton.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden testing positive for COVID and cutting short his campaign trip in Nevada.
President Biden.